1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What about that Gaza ceasefire deal that Israel supports with only Hamas holding it up? The U.S. is trying to offer Hamas a chance to change the deal, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
They're saying that they will only agree to a guaranteed ceasefire and a full withdrawal of Israeli troops from the Gaza Strip, something Israel has been reluctant to do.
Hundreds of thousands of people again in a square in Tel Aviv protesting against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's government, calling for new elections. While some Democrats behind the scenes are nervous after President Biden's debate performance and some want him to drop out, the Biden campaign says it's raised $27 million since the debate. Some July 4th holiday period travelers on the roads will face stormy weather from Ohio to New York, extreme heat in the central and southern U.S. The first hurricane of the season is headed to the Caribbean, Beryl. This is ABC News. Police in Utica, New York, say they will release video showing the moments police shot and killed a 13-year-old boy last night. They have not said why they stopped the boy, Nay Way, and another teen shortly after 10 p.m. Police say the boy ran away from the officers and they chased him. The boy's uncle, late two, says he has seen the video.
Police, three of the cops, right? Police chasing them, pushing them already. They do have the taser. They don't really have to take out the guns and shoot them. They just tase the kids, you know. They're only 13 years old, and they pushed them already.
Police say the boy pointed a gun at them, and it turned out to be a fake. Known for appearing in movies like Clue and on TV in Roseanne, Arrested Development, and back in the day, Fernwood Tonight, the actor and comedian Martin Mull has died at 80. Mull once said, "Never underestimate a child's ability to get into more trouble." And he also said, "Show business is high school with money." Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison, Wisconsin, this is Max Inc. on Civic Media and Live in the Lair. Live in the Lair is presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And by the Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy, it is time for Live in the Lair, and tonight, Make Music Madison introduced Sarah to Max Inc. Radio during an interview to spotlight some of the unique talent that would appear at the festival. And Sarah's two-song performance was so good, she earned a spot at the Max Inc. stage for Make Music Madison. And during her first song, the rain came. It started slow, and Sarah just shrugged it off, but the rain didn't stop, and she kept playing. Like Prince at the Super Bowl, Sarah's performance was stunning and beautiful in the face of adversity. It didn't faze her at all. And Sarah is here tonight in the studio for a completely dry performance in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Sarah, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome. Hey.
Like Prince in the rain. What was that experience like playing on the Capitol Square in the rain?
First of all, thank you for having me back. I'm very excited. That was like my last performance that day, and I was actually like really tired, you know? But honestly, I was so happy that although I got rained, it wasn't like on my first show, you know? So right. It was like an epic like closure to my day. I actually enjoyed it a lot. You know, I'm not made of paper. I actually like rain. So okay. It was pretty fun. I was mostly concerned about the equipment.
Electric guitar.
Yeah, playing. And you guys that were getting rained on as well.
I watched the whole performance. It was amazing.
Where else did you play on Friday for Make Music Madison?
Okay, so I played at the Lisa Lee's Pink Park, but that show was like canceled, and I still try to do it. My PA was like, we had technical issues, but we met at work like for at least 20 minutes. Then I went to the MMOCA. I also went to the Children's Museum. I don't remember right now the order because
right
it was a lot.
Right downtown here, basically. Yeah,
yeah, wow. But I was just downtown.
What a day.
It was a day.
You know, before we learn more about you, let's hear a song right away. It's called Arete's Color Soul.
Yes.
I'm probably not getting the accent right.
That's
but it's
pretty good.
It's not yet released. Is this Earrings of the Sun?
Yeah. No, so that means sun-colored earrings.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So by the time I wanted to write like something breezy, something tropical, with the person that I wrote it to, he makes reggaeton and like dembow. And I thought, although I wanted to do something similar, I wanted to go a little bit more like pop-ish. Anyway, I graduated high school by 2020, so everything got delayed because of COVID. And by the time that it was done, by 2021, I got like all blinged up and I was wearing these big earrings. And the person that I wrote the song with happened to be on my graduate class. So we both went to the same prom, although we didn't talk to each other. Like, we knew how the venue was, like, what went down that day. So we sat down and we were like, let's write about that day. And the first thing that came to my mind was my big earrings that looked like the sun, basically. And, yeah, we named it that.
Well, that's
wow.
Awesome.
That's how it works.
Well, let's hear the song. We always love the backstory and getting the songs. And that's great. All right.
Okay,
so
thank you.
We're live in the lair, broadcasting here on Madison on WMDX across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Live in the lair, it is Sarah on Max Inc. Radio.
Cuando los cantaba cara al sol de toda la multitud, brillas entre la gente. No sé, siempre he pensado que tú eras diferente. Tú eres egoísta, que me miras y me opacas con tu risa, la mirada, la demás. Pero ¿qué quieres que te diga? Que te diga si quieres pasar la vida. Y si te vuelvo a ver, siempre me vuelve a gustar. El tiempo pasa y no es en vano. Definitivamente hemos cambiado, pa. Vamos de ida sin ti, queda vuelta atrás. Pero da miedo que tú no me conozcas ya. El tiempo pasa y yo estoy claro. Definitivamente algo te ha pasado, pa. ¿Cómo crees que yo te podré olvidar? De pronto te veo aquí, quería que te acercaras y me hablaras, nos miramos a los ojos y yo me quedo pensando. No quería admitir que te quiero pa' mí, que te quiero pa' mí. Tenía que encontrarla hoy, ando paseando el corazón. Tenía que tenía que encontrarla hoy, que ando paseando el corazón. Sería que me hipnotizó esos aretes, El tiempo pasa y no es en vano. Definitivamente hemos cambiado, pa. Vamos de ida, sin ti quedo el trata. Pero da miedo que tú no me conozcas ya. El tiempo pasa y yo estoy claro. Definitivamente algo te ha pasado, ma. ¿Cómo crees que yo te podría olvidar?
Very nice. Sarah, live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text your questions for Sarah through the Civic Media app.
That was wonderful. I'm so glad we get a whole hour of that. This is just such a treat. So, Sarah, you're a native of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
You call Madison your home now. But how did you get your start playing music, and how far back did you know you wanted to do this?
Well, I honestly didn't expect it to be, like, received in Madison. I feel like not only, like, people, like, in my personal life have, like, loved me and have opened their arms to help me and, like, give me a space. Also with music, like, with venues, I have to mention it, but thanks to Make Music Madison, that was, like, the first thing that I did once I got here. I met a lot of people. And that people talk with other people, and that's how I started getting, like, a lot of, to get booked. So
it's a great networking day. You can meet a lot of artists and, you know, connect with them and find out and, you know, partner with them and get shows.
Well, you came in with Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison. That's how we met you. So there, that proves it right there. Wow. So now, how did you get your start playing music?
So I believe I mentioned this on the last interview here.
Well, we want to hear it again.
I know. We weren't all here. I know. I'm just saying. Right. Well, I think I said that it was because of the Hurricane Maria, but there was actually a smaller hurricane before that. And I was sitting outside and my mom was like, you cannot use anything, like any phone, any tablets, like anything. And you're just, you look miserable there. Look, like, take a guitar and just learn, like, do something. And my dad has taught me some chords before, and I also grew up with my grandfather. He plays the guitar. So I had an idea. And it's safe to say that I got good, like, really fast, because I used to play the violin before that.
Ah.
So it was, like, kind of meant to be, honestly.
What was the transition like going from the violin to the guitar for you?
It's different because a violin doesn't have frets.
Right.
So at first I didn't like it, but then I realized that it was actually easier, at least for me, in my perception.
Do you still play the violin?
Not really. If I hear a song and you say, like, hey, play it, I can but not for real.
Now, the guitar. What kind of guitar was that you were given?
That I was given? It was a Giannini. It's a Brazilian guitar. That's what I've been told. Like a classical guitar, like nylon strings, a big body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you've got this nice, sleek Fender Stratocaster.
Fender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much smaller than one of those big wide bodies. But such a beautiful sound that you just made come
Thank
out
you.
Of it. That was
Thank
just
you.
Lovely.
So now you were kind of alluding to it, but a few years ago you journeyed from Puerto Rico to Madison. Tell us about the journey. I mean, that seems like a large distance, and to get all the way here in the Midwest into Madison. What's your Madison connection? How'd you get here?
Okay, so that goes, like, directly to why I got here. And that's kind of a personal reason that I don't want to go into detail, but I had to, like, take care of somebody for a little bit. And I was, like, on and off between Puerto Rico and Madison. I wasn't sure I was going to stay here. But on the process, I met, like, a special someone. And then it was, like, easier.
Mm.
I also got, like, I got offered a job that it's like, I should mention, because this was, like, a big thing for me. I've been working for the last 2 years as a teacher assistant.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So
for kids or what?
Yeah, for kids. Early childhood. So I would have never had that opportunity, like, back home without a real degree, let's call it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So has Madison made you feel welcomed here?
Yeah.
I mean, what parts
totally.
What is it about the city of Madison that you just love and keeps you here?
I think it's the community, like the community around me. I found like at first I didn't thought there was gonna, like at least for the first weeks, I didn't notice like a big Spanish speaking community. But as I get to experience Madison, I realized that there was so many of us. And honestly, working in a bilingual school like made me that fact I could make so many like meaningful relationships with people that are also Spanish speaking. So I've made friends at school, like coworkers, and also like my boyfriend's family. They're like been super supportive, and I love that. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Sarah, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Buenos Aires, and it's a cover of a song by Nathy Peluso.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about Nathy and why you chose this song to play.
So Nathy Peluso is a singer from Argentina, and as you can tell, the name of the song is the capital mm-hmm. of Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in my perception of this song is a little bit of struggle of moving away, like that homesickness. This is a song that I've had on repeat for the last 5 years. Like, I don't even remember when I heard it for the first time. And it has been a repeat. It was also, I haven't played Taxi yet, but I know probably some of you heard it last time.
Yes.
And Buenos Aires was a big inspiration, like, help me write Taxi, basically.
All right, we're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You can call with your questions. Sarah would love to answer them right now. 844-967-2789. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. We're live in the Lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media with Sarah.
Empieza a molestar que haga frío en la ciudad. Ay, no paro de apagar ese despertador. Cansada de esperar, fumando sola en el balcón, imaginando que alguien me viene a buscar. Conozco esa pesada sensación de soledad, pero ¿a quién esperamos? Melancolía barata en la televisión, ¿a dónde va? Es lo que rezamos. Esa noche me convertí en animal. Pude ser un aprendiz distanciada. Libertad. Es domingo y no me quiero levantar. Suena el timbre que allá afuera está lloviendo. Me empieza a molestar que haga frío en la ciudad. Y no paro de apagar ese despertador. Cansada de esperar, fumando sola en el balcón, imaginando que alguien me viene a buscar. Apagué teléfono sin avisar. ¿Para qué voy a pedir perdón si al final todo escucho que me llaman de afuera y no sé qué hacer? Para acostumbrarme a ese ruido de la vereda. Puedo rebobinar y poner pausa lo que suceda, pero en las 3 de la mañana hay mucha cosa pasa.
Very nice. Sarah, live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Don't forget the Indie 45 Rock Show is coming up at 10 o'clock, KJ.
Nice.
Yes.
But it's just, that's a lot of good music coming at me all at once. Because right now I'm in this, I'm in Sarah mode. That's all I want to hear is more Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah, tell us about your Caribbean upbringing. What was it like growing up in Puerto Rico? And what kind of things did you do that's different than maybe, well, I guess you don't know what it would be different. Just tell us about the upbringing that you had.
Yeah. I think that one of the first culture shocks when I moved here was the fact that it was so big compared to Puerto Rico, where literally everyone knows everyone. Like, you may tell a secret to someone and they would like keep it, but then they tell, I don't know, their cousin, and it turns out that their cousin used to be your friend's, I don't know, it's your friend's brother. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird moving here and realizing how big it is. Also, like, the city physically, the buildings, everything is like bigger. So I kind of miss that, like, kind of a coziness that comes with the fact that of living in such a small place, like in a small island.
Right.
So I would say that's like a big difference for me.
Have you had the opportunity to go like any bigger city like Chicago or New York at all?
I've been to Minnesota.
Minneapolis?
To Minneapolis, okay. Yeah.
I've never been there.
You've never been
I've
there?
I've never been to Minneapolis.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, I know. But they have like skyscraper. I was going to say, I mean, I can just imagine like the first time I went to a big city like a Chicago or New York, and I would imagine Minneapolis, the tall skyscrapers would just be amazing to see.
Yeah. Well, I didn't saw many skyscrapers, but
yeah.
Probably there is a lot.
When you were in Minneapolis, you were up north.
Listen, I don't know. I was like the passenger princess. I was just following whatever they were going. I was going. I don't know.
Passenger but I know princess. It was. I love that.
I know it was like Minneapolis. I have pictures and everything.
Well, now you're very passionate about music. And how did your Caribbean upbringing shape your music?
Well. I would say that it, because of the rhythms, I grew up listening to certain specific rhythms, and even if I didn't want to make music that it's related to what I grew up listening to, it would be like really hard, because by the way that I talk, by the way that I compose, I think it's in there.
Like, what artists were you listening to that when you were younger, growing up, that you really enjoyed and maybe you gained inspiration from?
So I will start saying that I gained inspiration from a Puerto Rican producer, musician. His name is Draco Rosa. I know that some of you maybe have heard of Menudo, a group in the 70s, 80s.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the members in there.
Hmm.
But I don't like his music because of that. I'm just trying to give you guys an idea. His name is Draco Rosa. I love his music. I've also grew up very, like, listening a lot to Melanie Martinez. I love her music. Billie Eilish, from Puerto Rico as well. Cultura Profética is like a reggae group.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think.
Is there a lot of big names that come out of Puerto Rico, like, in music that would get played here in the United States, perhaps? Or, you know, in big markets or whatever?
I can think of Marc Anthony and probably Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Let me think. Here in this market. I cannot think more at the top of my
head. Well, that's two
head.
More names that I could have come up with.
Right.
So all this is, like, obviously you've got influences from where you grew up and things you're experiencing here, but what is your creative process? Like, did things just come to you? Do you sit down? Do you map it all out? How does that work for you? How do you write your songs?
So it really depends. Each song, I've wrote it differently. Honestly, the easiest song to compose is when I already have, like an instrumental or a demo. Like, that's like the easiest for me to compose, at least word-wise. It's, for some reason, the process of creating like the rhythm or like the arrangement of the song in my brain or GarageBand or whatever, it's easier than putting together the words in the right way. But usually, just like I said, I either start with an instrumental, or it happens a lot to me as well that I just have an idea, I have something written down, and then I have to figure it out how to make the arrangement around that. But that's like the hardest way for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's like the two different creative process that I can think.
Do you work with co-writers?
With co-writers, yeah. The first song, Aretes Color Sol, I don't know if I mentioned him, but I wrote with Yarel. His name is Yarel, Y-A-R-E-L. He's a Puerto Rican singer as well, and I could say that I co-wrote that song with him, basically.
Do you have any plans to start a band?
No, but... that doesn't mean that I can't, do it eventually. I don't know if I would want to make a band for Tzera, for this specific project, but I would enjoy like singing with a band once in a while around town, you know?
KJ plays ukulele.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would like to hear you someday, sometime.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Sarah, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Taxi. But when you wrote that song, you had never been in a taxi. Tell us about this song before you play.
Okay. That's funny. Actually, that's why I say that my songs are it's an autobiography at a certain extent. I like to make stuff up to like create a story.
Yeah, fiction.
It doesn't mean that I haven't been on a private form of transportation that I don't know if I can mention. That doesn't mean that I haven't asking my phone to go somewhere, but by the time I've never called on my phone and asked for the fare and being like, hey, can you get here with an actual taxi? But it's kind of I would say it's more of a, okay, I forgot the word actually.
A fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there it is. That's hearing it right now. Sarah is live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's more live music. Don't forget, if you want to call and ask a question, you could do that. 844-967-2789. You want to play the song?
Yeah.
Let's play the song.
All right.
And you're listening to Live in the Lair on Civic Media. We are local music.
Perdida vacando noche de invierno, me encuentro con tus ojos en el espejo, pero flaco no me miras igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume, asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamas, tarizas, entre cortadas, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas, es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Sigo esperando que pase algo. Cierro los ojos y veo un alto que me recuerda en aquellas fallas, pero flaco. Ya todo me da igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume. Asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, risa, entre cortadas, chamaco. ¿Acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no, que no.
Song is called Taxi. You know, I drove taxi here in Madison for like 20 years.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to mention earlier the word that I forgot was metaphor. Like taxi could be like a metaphor of how you don't. I know the song is in Spanish and you guys probably cannot understand each word, like what am I saying? But basically about being heartbroken and taking a taxi to try to get off your mind, get your mind off things. So it could be a metaphor to just. Not knowing what's going to happen with your life.
You're taking a taxi to nowhere in particular is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Hey, hang on. We're going to take a break here. We're going to pay the bills. And when we come back, we're going to have more live music with Sarah. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, presented by First Weber, the most powered. Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com, rocker.
Thank you, Jimmy. And let's just keep rolling with live music in the lair with Sarah, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is an Osvaldo Ferris cover, Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Yes.
Tell us about this song, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so I know that there's a lot of versions of this song. It was actually kind of hard to find out who was the actual composer, as you said, Osvaldo Farrés. In English, there's so many, but I've heard it in English. Maybe some of you have heard it before, listened to it. It's... not maybe is the other word for maybe.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps. Okay. Have any of you heard it before?
Now that you mention it, I think I have heard of the perhaps. So, and I'll probably recognize the melody when you sing it.
So as I mentioned earlier, my grandfather plays a guitar, like the not acoustic guitar, it's a classical guitar. Mm. And if there's a song that embodies his whole like vibe and his style of playing the guitar is this song, and I learn a lot from him, and I would like to play this song because it reminds me of him, basically.
Well, let's bring your grandfather's memory back to life here,
he's alive.
He's alive.
Yeah, it's just that I haven't seen him in so long.
He's just so far away.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't want...
No, that's okay.
Jimmy. Once again, can I restart that segment again?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Sarah.
No, it ended well, because if it had been the opposite, that would have been weird.
I knew I was in trouble as soon as I said it in the look on your face, okay. Sarah. My apologies, please.
No, but I didn't want it to, like...
Thank you for... Yeah, no, thank you. Hey, okay. Let's
get back to... Do we have some Max Inc. swag we can send to Grandpa?
Oh, no.
Well, let's hear your song, Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Okay.
We're live in the lair. If you'd like to call and ask Sarah a question or chastise me, you could do that too. 844-967-2789. You're live in the lair on Max Inc.
Te pregunto qué, cuándo, cómo y dónde. Tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando. Y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Mm-hmm. te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde. Tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Ay, así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Ay,
Sarah's live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. I want to book a trip to Puerto Rico now and buy your grandfather a dinner and atone for my...
Well, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
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 That's a good one.
You mentioned I do recognize the melody. Yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like, yep, I know that one. And that was beautiful. Thank you.
Sarah, you have some shows coming up here in the Madison area on Thursday, July 5th. You're going to be at Beer Rock in Madison. That's on the north side.
Yeah.
From 8 to 10 p.m. You'll be at Cargo Coffee on Saturday, July 6th. And then you don't have any shows in the books until September 7th, where you're playing at the Penny Library. Do you have any plans to get into the studio to record some music?
I actually do. That's like my next step. If I don't do that, I'm losing in life.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not, but...
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I really need to do that. That's on my plans, yes.
Sir. Where are you hoping to record, or do you have a studio set up? Or?
I still don't have that set up. I've spoken with some people, but I there's nothing confirmed yet.
How many songs, like, if you were to go into the studio tonight and record songs, like, would you have, like a EP, a full length, double vinyl?
An EP, probably. Yeah. Yep, EP. What do you mean by double vinyl?
Double vinyl. A record, two records in one jacket.
Oh.
Like 15, 20.
A double album.
Yeah. A double album.
Probably, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perfect.
Perhaps.
Perfect. So I hear that you like to play video games when you're not making beautiful music. So what are some of your favorite games to play?
Well, I would say that not for some reason. I moved here and I barely play any games anymore. And I wanted to say for no reason, but in reality is that now working full time, you know, back home I was living with my mom. I could play anytime now. Well, I have more responsibilities and it's not a priority anymore, sadly, but favorite games. The Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Minecraft. I like Diablo. And I think that's it.
These are all online games you can play with other people and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now your name that you use as your stage name, that came from video games?
It wasn't a name tag at first. I was just playing a game where I had to name a horse.
A horse, you said?
And I was trying to came up with a name. And then I write that down. And I was like, I actually like this for something else. And I saved it. And then I used it as a game tag, but eventually when I decided to make it my stage name, I deleted Sarah out of any game platforms. because I don't want people to find me that way.
Okay.
It was my game tag for a little while. Yes.
Have you written any songs about games that you played or experiences while gaming online?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Sarah, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Addicted to You. Tell us about this song before you play.
So this song is about like feeling like maybe you're not enough for the people around you that you love. There's a word, I swear, this is like the fourth word I forget today.
Troubles of being bilingual.
That's
yeah,
okay.
But yeah, it's basically like not feeling like adequate. It's feeling inadequate for like in... like not feeling in love, like you cannot meet your loved ones' needs. Yeah, that's
not meeting their expectations.
Yeah, their expectations.
I see.
Well, yep.
And isn't the expectations? I mean, it's supposed to be your expectations that you meet. You meet your expectations.
Yeah.
Easier said than done.
True.
I mean,
look at me. Every day. Yeah. All right. We're live in the lair with Sarah. Please give us a call. Say hi to Sarah, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Sarah.
Cannot seem to get a thing done or even keep my word. I may not communicate much, but you in the distance don't cease to hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame? Who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict. I cannot stand where you are coming from. I'm an addict for your love. How can I find a way to get it off my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I'll spend most of my days self-serving, time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all the scars. How can I find a way if I continue to blame? Who was not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept where you are coming from. I'm an addict for your love. Waiting on you to fill my void. Daydreaming but nothing's done, explored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? Or rather restart the clock, then end it all? How can I find the way if we continue to blame? Who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I can never stand. Where till it coming from? I'm an addict for love. Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Very nice. Sarah, woo! Live in the lair. Don't forget, Indie Rock 45 is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight and After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Fantastic. I'm right now still in the studio with Sarah. Thank you so much for that one. Do you have a message that you're trying to share with the world through your music?
So don't be afraid to express yourself and stand up for the causes that you think are fair and right.
I like that.
That's a positive message. It's definitely awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not enough people do that, actually. Right. So exactly. I'm all for it.
Now, having lived through Hurricane Maria and this other hurricane you were talking about, you relocated to Madison, launched your career. What can you tell people about starting out? And I'm saying that because you really took a journey. When somebody's facing a big journey, what could you tell those people?
To just do it. Honestly, I've never felt ready to do anything that I do. I've always felt afraid, and I guess that feeling will never like fade, I guess. Well, at least that's what I believe for now. So just do it and get out of your comfort zone. I know that's easier said than done, like you said earlier, but that's like, I get a lot of like shows. Honestly, this is kind of vulnerable for me, but I like get a lot of shows. I get booked and right when I have to wake up and get dressed and or practice, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, why am I like this? Then I when I go there and I enjoy it. So I would just say, do it.
I go through something similar that time, you know, with doing public stuff like a radio show or emceeing or something like that. Where do you get the courage? Like, I mean, what do you tell yourself when you're saying, I don't want to do this, but you know you're going to go and do it, you know?
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, anything could happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm like life or death, and then I think, oh, shit, I never did what I wanted.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's really smart.
No regrets.
Just no regrets. Just get up and do it.
Yep.
So you're like, it's not that you're not afraid. You just push through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
Oh, that's courage.
That's courage. That's,
I'm always afraid. That's like, but I don't let it like control me, or at least I try to not let it control me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this being a strong person and doing something that you love? I mean, we all have fears and stuff, but to go out and do it, it just makes you feel good once it's done, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like so much more better after it's done. It's like, oh, I was actually able to do that.
And then, of course, the more you do that over and over and over, that builds the confidence, which comes with the performance and everything. Yeah.
Then you're not scared anymore. So let's get back to live music in the lair with Sarah. The next song you have for us tonight is called Billy Bossa Nova, and it's a Billie Eilish cover, one of the people that you said you were inspired by. Why did you choose this song?
I could relate to a lot of this song, just like Buenos Aires. I've had it in repeat for a long time. I'm going to mention him again. My beautiful grandfather, he plays a lot of bossa nova, and this is like a bossa nova style song, so I just want to go ahead and play it. I would usually play this song with a classical guitar, but I just realized that for stuff that is live, because I cannot plug it in, it's easier to do it with my electrical guitar. But yeah,
reworked for electric guitar. Yeah. I love it.
Well, let's hear the song right now. You're live in the lair with Sarah. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Live in the lair with Sarah. Are you not hearing?
From this side.
Oh. Rocker will fix that hopefully for you there.
What about the connection from there? Yeah.
Yep, she's good. Got the thumbs up. Thank you.
Thank you.
comes without a warning. Love when it comes without a warning. Cause wait it for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names that alter checking. It's hard to stop it, na 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 na. It's hard to stop it once it starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make them jealous, make a movie with you that we have to hide. You better lock your door and look at me when you're alone. Won't take a lot to get you going. I'm sorry if it starts you though. I know, I know. It might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Oh, nobody saw me in the lobby. Nobody saw me in your arms, your arms. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make them jealous, make a movie with you that way. How to hide? You better lock your door and look at me a little more. Won't take a lot to get you going. I'm sorry if it starts you though. I know, I know. You better lock your phone and look at me a little more. Won't take a lot to get you.
Beautiful. Sarah, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Sarah, I cannot thank you enough for coming in, joining us today, and playing your beautiful music for us. I love your vocals, too. Your vocals is spot on.
Thank you for having me here. I'm very happy.
Real quick, what's coming up in the future for you, and how can we keep up with you online?
Okay, so what my website, that's always going to be on. It's official, ZeraOfficial.com, which is T-Z-E-R-A. That's my name, Zera. Official.com. You can always check up any upcoming performances. I'm also pretty active on Instagram and Facebook sometimes, so any upcoming performances, music releases, or anything related, it's gonna be on there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you guys for having
Thank
me.
You so much.
When you see your grandfather again, just tell him you saw this stupid DJ in Madison and he wants to give
you a hug.
He's
probably laughing right now, or whenever I show this, he's gonna be like, what?
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you once again. Coming up next week here, Rocker, you're off. You're playing a show over in Milwaukee.
Yep, I'll be at Polly's Club over in West Dallas.
That'll be fun.
KJ, you'll be up north camping. I'll be here with Rob Roberts. And next week is actually the official, unofficial 5-year anniversary show.
Wow.
Of Max Inc. on FM radio.
That's right.
How about that? We're out of here. Shane Christopher Neal, Indie Rock 45 Show. Rob Roberts and After Hours at 11 is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.